Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today, Rashida Thomas of RC Communications. Rashida, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Me too. I'm excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Rashida so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Rashida is principal and co-founder at RC Communications, a Washington, D.C. based strategic communications firm. She works with clients to media coach them, create branding and marketing strategies, crisis communication plans, and fundraising campaigns. Her passion is helping women businesses and government leaders define their brand and raise their profile. She is also a highly sought-after commenter for U.S. and international media, where she shares her expertise and analysis of U.S. and international affairs. She's a proud native South Carolinian and also an alumni of Howard University, the real issue, might I add. Rashida, it's great to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am. Let's do it.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
So I started my career pretty fresh out of college at National Public Radio. I was there for about 11 years, actually. So I learned a lot. I was behind the scenes. I was not on the radio, not on the mic. I worked in development. I started out in fundraising on the institutional giving side, so writing foundation grants and some government agency grants. And then later in my tenure there, I moved into donor relations and working for the board. Which I really, really enjoyed. And I was able to continue to work with the fundraising team. I was still in the development department, so it was actually great for me. But about 11 years in, NPR went through some financial difficulties and they offered a buyout. And I was still young, but I'd been there so long that the buyout was extremely attractive to me.
Nice.
So I took a leap of faith, took the buyout. And a couple of weeks later, one of my very best and oldest friends, Calvin Dark, got laid off from his PR firm. We had lunch, and our company was the result of brainstorming during that lunch. One of the things that has helped me in my career now at RC Communications is we had a little bit of a scandal maybe 8 years into me being at NPR. And because I had so much institutional knowledge, I ended up helping NPR create its first crisis communication plan. So when I work with crisis comm clients now, I kind of went through the fire the first time.
Right.
Through it. But it was a great experience and it has really served me well working with clients now.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. And it's great to hear, you know, how sometimes things don't happen as you want them to happen, but they happen as exactly as they should, as you mentioned with Calvin, who's also been featured on the show as well, too. You guys had, and I visualize you guys sitting at, you know, lunch and having a bunch of napkins, just like the big, huge tech companies and writing on them and all those things about things you want to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I wanted to drill down. I know you touched a little bit upon that, some of the things that you do with RC Communications. Could you tell us a little bit more on how you serve and the clients you're working with?
Yeah, so most of our clients have been municipal governments. We've worked with some foreign governments, actually, in West Africa. We've had heads of state. We're really proud of that as our clients. We've also worked with law enforcement here in the States, some nonprofits and associations, and also with small business owners and entrepreneurs with their marketing and branding. My personal passion is helping women business leaders and thought leaders with personal and professional branding, and also with their, if they have a business, with marketing their business. So that's really near and dear to my heart. Also the media coaching that we do. Calvin and I both spend some time doing our own media commentating, both for domestic and some foreign news outlets. So when we media coach our clients, you know, we're speaking from experience, you know, not just teaching from the book. We're actually telling them our tricks of the trade and how we make ourselves feel comfortable on camera. So that's been really great for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially like you mentioned, I think that's one of the beautiful things. Like whenever you have a business or started a business or whatever, you're always trying to build a great team and you're tapping into the expertise of people, you know, when you bring them on or when you're working with them. So it could be like the crisis communication, as you talked about, where you're tapping into your expertise during the NPR and be able to learn from you on how exactly to do that. But it's great that you guys have, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk so that when people do work with you, you can actually say, I've done X, Y, and Z.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you or your organization, but what do you feel like your secret sauce is?
So I think for us, we're small, but we're very nimble. We're very cautious about the clients that we bring on, and the clients that we have brought on, they get a lot of personal attention from us. And they're usually very pleasantly surprised, especially our crisis communications clients, because they're usually going through the fire. Yeah. And they want to know that somebody has their back every step of the way. So the fact that they can call us, text us, email us any time of the day or night, and they do, that's very reassuring for them. So that's the kind of personal touch and connection that we give to clients that larger firms just can't do.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I was just going to ask you that, like, you know, during, you know, those crazy times, I guess you can call them, when, you know, something has hit the fan. I won't say what, but, you know, things hit the fan, like how you're able to, you know, be there and be that differentiator. Do you find like that is something that, you know, people value tremendously?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And we've had clients who have dealt with larger firms before they came to us, mm-hmm. and they instantly see the difference. I mean, they see it right away that they're really getting their hands held, and then they feel like they have big ROI in their investment. They feel like they're really getting their money's worth because they do get so much of our attention. So it really is a win-win.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because a lot of times when you are going through something, obviously you want more outside of that. But a lot of times just to be able to know that somebody's there and can help you out and has expertise to do that goes so much farther than somebody who, you know, doesn't answer the phone call or doesn't answer those texts and things like that. So
exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit. And I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
So a couple of things, on the more like kind of techie side, we just started using this app called Trello, and it's a good project management. It's a good project management tool. We went through a lot of different types of project management tools before we landed on this one. And it's only been a couple of months, but so far so good. When we bring on, sometimes for different projects, we bring on consultants and we're able to put them on different projects on Trello when they can't see everything else. We are in the midst of hiring an assistant, and he or she will be able to see some things on Trello and other things not. It's been really great. So there's that. But the other thing that that I'm sure a lot of CEOs and people who own businesses know is self-care. I mean, I really have to, when you own your own business, you eat, sleep, and breathe your business. And I have found in the 5 years that we've been in business that I do have to take time and step away. I do have to make time to go to the gym a few times a week. I need that time to kind of zone out. I need to go get a massage or take a vacation every now and again, even if it's just a weekend away, or even just one day where I'm kind of off the grid. And unless it's an emergency. So self-care is extremely important because you can very easily burn out. And if you burn out, there goes your business.
Right.
Not allowed business to
burns out.
Burn out that way. So you really do have to take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. You really have to just stay on top of everything.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I love both of those hacks because, you know, staying organized is everything. Especially I find that if you have things in one place, then it helps take it out of your head sometimes, things that you might be holding on because you know everything's there. But I agree with you. Like, it's definitely a marathon, you know, running a business, and there's Absolutely. Always a million and one things going on. Not only do you have to run your business, but if you have clients, often you're also tied into their business as well. So it can definitely be something that's very draining. So self-care is definitely huge.
It is. And I've seen people who don't practice self-care and they burn out or they're just extremely stressed, and stress can lead to disease. You know, you can really get sick. And being sick when you are trying to run a business is a nightmare. Yeah. Because you still have to, you can't take a sick day. Can't. It doesn't work that way. You can't call out sick for your own business.
Exactly. So
I am constantly doing things to boost my immune system and make sure that physically I'm in tip top.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I tried to call out, it didn't go over too well with my boss. So there you go. So yeah. Yes, it's very, very true. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Oh, wow. So if I could go back to that lunch when we were sitting and deciding names and starting the business, I would have told myself to try not to, to be the master of everything. We kind of threw everything at the wall. We weren't exactly sure. We had an idea, but we weren't exactly sure what types of clients we would be getting and exactly the type of services that we would provide. And part of that is, you know, part of the process. It's growing pains. But I would have told myself not to stress about it too much. I also would have told myself back then that comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. And you can't compare your day one to someone's day 300,031. It just doesn't work that way. So you really have to pace yourself. But when you're coming from working from a large organization, and both Calvin and I had been, and you're used to having a lot of systems in place and a lot of support and a lot of things that you can take advantage of and things that you are used to, it's difficult when you go out on your own and you don't have those same safety nets. But I would have told myself, that's okay. You're just starting out. You can't, that's something that you shouldn't stress about, and just, you know, take it step by step.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely great reminder. And if you see my younger business self as well, tell him that as well, because I think a lot of times, you know, you especially if you're really ambitious, you're really driven, and you're trying to build something, as most entrepreneurial business owners are, you know, you have that vision of what you want to do, or you may have already experienced it, or you have that picture painted. And a lot of times you have to remember that it's just one step after another, one day after another. And, you know, it's a process to get to that 365,000 number that you said.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Nice. And then now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Rashida, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Well, it means that your life is your business and your business is your life. And that's not a bad thing, especially if you're passionate about what you do and you love it, which I do. We have clients that the work that they do, we are invested in. We care about it. We believe in it. And so it's good for us. So I feel very blessed that I have my own company and I'm able to every day do work that makes me feel good. And I feel like I'm helping people and I'm helping make a difference in a myriad of different ways. So I think that's what being a CEO means to me. It's very all encompassing. It's very difficult for me to separate me from my business and my business from me. We really are one and the same.
Yeah, I love that. It's funny. I was talking with somebody and they mentioned we're always seeking work-life balance, but they said this phrase of work-life integration, which I think is definitely true for people that are passionate about what they do. It's not necessarily you want to separate the two. You just want to integrate it into your life. So you are taking and having that time for self-care. But at the end of the day, you're so passionate about what you do. You don't necessarily want to get away from it all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm very happy that I don't have a job that I want to take a vacation from.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's really important to me.
Makes perfect sense. And Rashid, I truly appreciate your time. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
Well, if you're looking for media coaching or if unfortunately you find yourself in a crisis communication issue, and even if you want to just make sure that you have a crisis communication plan in place so you don't end up like National Public Radio back in 2000, I can't even remember the year right now, please reach out to us. You can find us at rccommsdc, that's rccommsdc.com. That's our handle on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on LinkedIn, and you can find me personally on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And my handle is Rashida_T.
Awesome. 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 And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes as well. But thank you so much again, Rashida. And thanks. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.